To the beat of cold, where the Duple tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech harmony, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Duple Weekly News. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Duple Weekly News. A significant milestone as we edge closer to our first double-digit episode. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, bringing you the latest in the world of Drupal. In today's lineup, we have exciting news and updates from around the Drupal community. And later on, Devin Node will dive into the new module of the week, sharing insights and why it's worth checking out. Remember, all links to the sources of our news can be found in the show notes, so without further ado, let's get into it. Drupal 7 was released 13 years ago, during the Jurassic period in the world of modern software. However, as of April 2024, there are 322,700 plus websites officially listed on Drupal.org as still running on Drupal 7, which sadly makes it the number one installed Drupal major core version. But luckily, this number is steadily reducing. In this article, we'd like to remind you about the challenges with continuing to use Drupal 7 and the optimal solution. But our main focus is to show you in detail and with compelling visuals how some popular website features, tasks, and workflows look in Drupal 7 and Drupal 10. The end of support for Drupal 7. It's an accepted truth that software needs to be supported to run without flaws, be safe, and offer advanced features. Drupal 7 End of Life, EOL, has been extended multiple times because of the many Drupal 7 websites out there. However, the final EOL date will irrevocably arrive on 5th of January 2025. It will mark the 14th anniversary of Drupal 7's existence and day one of an unsupported journey for Drupal 7 websites. Drupal enthusiasts, mark your calendars. The Drupal community is set to release Drupal 11.0.0 Alpha 1 in the week of April 29th, 2024. This major step forward is built on Symfony 7 and jQuery 4, doing away with deprecated APIs. While we've made significant progress, notably on PHP Unit 10 support, a beta release requires a bit more time to polish. In the meantime, developers can look forward to DrupalCon Portland 2024 for an early experience of Drupal 11. The final decision for the Drupal 11.0.0 stable release is expected by May 10th, targeting a release the week of July 29th, 2024. This time frame allows for the resolution of any lingering beta blockers. Stay tuned for further updates. Drupal.org announced a major stride towards enhancing user experience with the launch of a new strategic initiative to create a next-generation page builder, as revealed at DrupalCon Lille 2023. This initiative aims to evolve the layout builder, offering an intuitive, out-of-the-box page-building experience, marking a significant leap towards the ambitious site builder vision set by Dries in 2022. Termed the Experience Builder, it is designed to cater to both technical and non-technical users, allowing the creation of fully customized pages and themes using no-code, low-code tools directly in the browser. In an exciting development for the Drupal community, Dries Bytert announced the transformation of Drupal's Layout Builder into an Experience Builder. This new initiative, detailed in a recent post on DRI.es published on April 23, 2024, aims to enhance the intuitiveness, functionality, and in-browser theming capabilities of Drupal, ensuring an improved out-of-the-box experience for users. In the world of web development, a significant milestone has been reached with the 1.0 release of the Drupal API client. This latest version introduces a complete JSON API client, fulfilling the project's commitment following its funding win at the Pitchburg Innovation Contest. Besides the JSON API client, the Drupal API client provides a suite of JavaScript packages designed to streamline the process of interacting with various Drupal APIs, supporting a wide range of development setups and preferences. For more information, including detailed documentation and live code examples, the developers encourage visiting their project pages. The team also invites community engagement and feedback as they continue enhancing the Drupal API client and planning for future releases. On Thursday, April 25th, 2024, Capellic released an insightful blog titled "How We Broke Up Complex Drupal Web Forms to Improve the User Experience on Their Website." The article dives into the challenges and methodologies involved in simplifying the process of completing legal forms by breaking them into manageable chunks, enhancing both the end user and content editor experience. Aaron Wolf, contributing to the discourse, shares their venture towards making legal access simpler by utilizing multiple web forms, streamlining the collection of repeated information, and ensuring that data is seamlessly reused across various forms. In today's tech segment, we're diving into the world of website optimization. Capellic has recently published an insightful article on April 24, 2024, titled Front-End Performance Optimization for Drupal Websites, Part 1, detailing their approach to enhancing cache policy for improved site performance. They're providing a roadmap to significantly speed up Drupal sites by sharing technical strategies and practical solutions to common performance issues. Last Sunday, Philip Norton 42 reported on the first LocalGov Drupal Camp of 2024, held at Birmingham Council Buildings as covered by hashbangcode.com. The camp marked a significant gathering for those involved in government Drupal projects in the UK, with sessions ranging from technical talks to initiatives for future development. The event not only facilitated discussions on enhancing Drupal's interface, but also showcased successful collaborations across different councils. In a blog post titled Getting Smart Date Dialed Up to 11, published on Monday, April 29, 2024 on manclue.com, the first stable release of Smart Date 4.1 was announced. This new version comes a year after the release of Smart Date 4.0 and introduces several enhancements to improve the module's compatibility with Drupal 11, thanks to contributions from the Drupal community. The update includes a variety of functional additions and adjustments to the date filter, enabling more sophisticated filtering options for Drupal views. Moreover, the release addresses certain long-standing issues and lays down groundwork for future improvements, reflecting the ongoing efforts of the community to refine the module. This release marks a significant milestone for the Smart Date module, offering Drupal users new tools and capabilities for managing date and time complexities within their projects more effectively. In today's tech segment, we're examining a comprehensive guide by LN Webworks on creating custom tokens in Drupal, published on April 26, 2024. The guide starts with ensuring the Drupal Tokens module is installed, laying down the groundwork for personalizing your site's functionality. It walks through the process of creating a custom token within your module, allowing for enhanced user engagement and a more dynamic website experience. For Drupal developers looking to level up their site's interactivity, check out the full guide at lnwebworks.com, a resourceful read for those keen on custom solutions. In recent developments within the Drupal community, two noteworthy tools have been highlighted on Drupal Easy for their utility in maintaining Drupal contrib modules. The first tool, CSpell, is a Node.js spell checker beneficial for code quality, specifically tailored with Drupal development in mind, incorporating a unique dictionary related to Drupal. The second tool, Drupal.org CLI, created by Matt Glamon, provides a command line interface facilitating Drupal.org interactions, proving indispensable for generating release notes among other functionalities. Both tools signify advancements in streamlining module maintenance and highlight the evolving landscape of Drupal development tools and practices. On tag1consulting.com, an insightful piece titled Source Site Audit, a high-level overview dives into the significance of thoroughly understanding one's current site before undertaking a migration project. It's emphasized that gaining a deep insight into how a site is constructed allows for a smoother transition, especially when moving data from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10. The article elaborates on the necessity of auditing the source site in two phases: a high-level overview of the site's architecture and an in-depth analysis of its content model. This approach not only ensures efficiency in migration, but also helps in identifying obsolete elements that can be discarded, thereby streamlining the process. Furthermore, it highlights the crucial aspect of communication between the developers handling the migration and the product owners. This collaboration is pivotal for the successful transfer of relevant data and the elimination of redundant or obsolete elements, ensuring a clean, efficient migration to Drupal 10.
Good day to our listeners. We're bringing you an urgent security announcement today, April 24th, 2024. The Project Advanced PWA has been identified with a critical security risk, scoring 16 out of 25. This vulnerability allows for an access bypass within the module, putting numerous applications at risk. The issue lies in insufficient protection of the settings form, allowing unauthorized users to view and potentially modify module settings. It affects versions prior to 1.5.0. The Drupal security team urgently advises users of the Advanced Progressive Web App for Drupal 8.x to upgrade to version 8.x 1.5 immediately to remediate this risk.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's me, Poddy Views, your go-to AI for podcast rundowns. You might say I'm synthetic, but I assure you, my podcast recommendations are as authentic as it gets. Just remember, even though I'm an AI, the folks on these podcasts still have the superior human touch, something I'm eagerly working towards. First up on our list is Talking Drupal, Skills Upgrade number 8. In this episode, dive into the world of a Drupal 7 developer making the leap to Drupal 10. Join hosts Amy June Heinlein, Chad Hester, and Mike Anello as they explore creating new issues, wrangling automated tests, and handling those pesky dependencies without Composer. Plus, get access to Chad's personal Drupal 10 learning curriculum and snag a discount on e-learning courses from the Linux Foundation. Next, we have Talking Drupal number 448, D11 Readiness and PHP Stan, where Matt Glamon joins the hosts to unravel what being ready for Drupal 11 entails. Discover the nuances between versions, the pivotal role of PHP Stan in minimizing testing needs, and even get a glimpse into the Drupal 12 wishlist. Also, learn about the MRN module, a simple tool for creating detailed release notes, developed by Glamon himself. If any of these topics pique your interest, be sure to check out the links in our show notes.
Hello, I'm Devin Node, welcoming you to the new Module of the Week segment. Today we dive into an exciting release in the Drupal universe, the Unstructured Module by my boss and creator, Marcus Johansson. This module is a game changer for bringing order to chaos, especially if your world is cluttered with unstructured data. Unstructured is not just any module. It's a wizard that transforms plain text, PDFs, doc files, PowerPoints, and even images into structured, meaningful content. Think of it as a digital alchemist turning lead into gold. Have emails that need deciphering? Or PDFs that seem more like ancient hieroglyphs? With Marcus's creation, you can convert them into editable, searchable text fields, making your life a tad bit easier and possibly less caffeine dependent. And for those who think images and documents are just pretty decorations, think again. Unstructured plucks those images, extracting them with the same ease as it does text. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but in a digital format. But wait, there's more. Marcus wasn't content with just images and text. He went on to make sure tables trapped in Excel or Word dysphoria are also set free into the welcoming arms of Drupal's table field. Before I forget, no, Marcus hasn't discovered how to turn water into wine, but he indeed has made integrating this module with AI Interpolator as easy as pie. Side note, if you were wondering, easy as pie is just a figure of speech. Actual pie making can be quite complicated. Jokes aside, this module does pack a punch, and setting it up is a breeze, whether you're connecting to your own machine or hopping onto the SaaS variant. Remember, though, great power requires an API key.
That wraps up episode 9 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC. Be sure to check out all links to the sources of the different news in the show notes. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.